You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
This is All Things Therapy, where we are changing consciousness one conversation at a time. And I'm Lisa Tahir, your host. Hello there, everybody. Welcome to All Things Therapy podcast. I am Lisa Tahir, your host. And today I have a really wonderful guest. We met each other through podcasting. Today we are with Susie B. She's a TEDx speaker. She hosts Habits and Humor podcast, where I was a guest. Susie is also a personal trainer. She's a habits coach. We're going to unravel more of what that means. She's the author of Life Conscious. This book I'm holding up, if you're watching on video, which I highly recommend. Susie helps you to change your life through creating new habits and showing up differently in your life through your behaviors. With that, Susie, I'm going to bring you in the stream. Hello there.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
How are you today?
So good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on. You know, I really enjoyed your book.
Oh, I'm so glad. Life Conscious. I enjoyed your book. I was just putting it back on my shelf.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I love when there's mutual love. Indeed. And I wonder, something that stood out to me last night when I was reading a portion, and then we can, I'll kind of hand it back over. You talked to us about there's a difference between happiness and joy. Can you share more about that?
You bet. Yeah. I compare happiness and joy to shoes and having a baby in the book. So happiness is very much a fleeting experience, and it's an emotion. We all know emotions come and emotions go, and they're sort of dependent on other things. And so the circumstances may affect your happiness. Different things that are going on in the present certainly have an effect on your happiness, and it can kind of come and it can kind of go, much like buying a pair of shoes. I'm a shoe gal, so when I buy a pair of shoes, it makes me happy. I love them when I'm wearing them, and when I see them, they make me smile. But if they're sitting in my closet, I don't really think about them. And unless they're on my feet, they don't really bring me joy. They don't really bring me happiness. So it's kind of a fleeting emotion of short term. Whereas joy, if you have any children, you know, from the moment you bring that child into the world, your life is different forever. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what the situation is. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are. That child is always on your mind. It changes who you are and how you live. And it's not a conscious thing. It really is who you are. And joy and happiness are that way. Joy is that overall experience of the long term where you're different now. It's not about short-term quick fix and I need to feel it differently. Now it's what can I do in the present so that the future, the past, and the present are all better. That's the difference between happiness and joy.
I like that, Susie, because I know I use those words interchangeably. And when you spoke to in your book, the nuance of that, how we can, joy is an internal experience, just kind of based on what we think about ourselves, about life, having a more optimistic viewpoint of things. And you talk a lot about that, again, in your book, kind of like the glasses, the filter that we look through and how we choose each day. And I wanted to ask you, you talk about in your book as well about making conscious decisions that bring you happiness, joy every single day. And I wondered what that looks like for you. What are your conscious decisions in that way daily?
You bet. Yeah. So I'm a huge proponent of habitual action. And a lot of people come to me as a personal trainer, habits coach, all of that good stuff. My expertise is in the health field. People will come to me and say, hey, I want these results. And those results can tend to be far away. They can tend to be something that you feel disconnected from. So mm-hmm. instead of focusing on the results, I have my clients focus on the actions. And that is what brings me joy and happiness and success in my life, is what can I do today to feel immediate happiness that leads me to future joy? And that is exactly what habits are. And that is how I live my life. That is exactly, I like to say that's my habits are my sanity, my success, my health, my well-being. All the things are dependent upon my habits, because without them, I would be totally lost, overwhelmed, stressed out, and a crazy person.
So
some
habits,
of the habits that I
yeah.
do.
Yeah, I'm curious.
That I do every day, I wake up and I make my bed and I drink water. Those are the first two things I do every day. Wake up, drink my water, make my bed. And then some other obscure habits that I developed in different parts of my life, different times, different seasons. I always listen to music when I wash my dishes. Used to be a chore that I really hated. And now that I have a specific playlist for that chore, it's now a thing that I actually enjoy doing. And
I love that one.
Time of day that I schedule these things in. I've got another habit that I probably hundreds of clients and many, many, many young athletes do every day while we brush our teeth. And that is called blind balance. This is an incredible exercise you can do for ankle stability, knee stability, and hip strength.
Okay.
And it's as simple as this. When you're brushing your teeth, you're just going to stand on one leg and close your eyes. This prevents rolled ankles. If you have a previous ankle injury or if you have weak ankles, this is going to change your world. You ask any of these. I'm working with several volleyball teams in volleyball season right now, and a lot of these girls are doing this every day. And this one thing, we went from, I think, 17 injuries on this group last year to one this year.
Wow.
So simple. So simple.
Okay. That's amazing.
Yeah. And the one girl that has an ankle injury, it actually is a bone defect from a broken leg that she injured last year. So it's not even related to this year. But anyway, yeah. So we pretty much went from 17 injuries to almost none. And the only ankle strengthener that we're doing is that blind balance, standing on one leg with your eyes closed while you brush your teeth.
Wow. Okay, Susie, that reminds me of last night when I was watching your TEDx talk. And there's a portion where you had the audience, and I did it watching, where we put our feet on the floor and you raise your toes. Is that correct? Up and down?
Yeah,
and I think, you suggested a minute to do it for a minute. And I started to feel like it got to feel like a workout. And what is that good for again?
Yeah. So this prevents shin splints. If any of you are doing any form of exercise, you're likely to experience shin splints. The calf is one of the fastest growing muscles in the body. So generally speaking, anytime you start a new level of fitness program, your calves will grow quickly. And when your calves get really strong, what happens is the front of your leg, that muscle on your shin bone, is pretty weak. And so as your calf gets strong, that muscle starts to actually pull away from your bone. And that's what shin splints are. And they hurt so much. And anybody who has had shin splints knows that the only fix for shin splints is rest. So in order to start a fitness program, you have to do something new, and then you get shin splints, and then you have to stop doing the new thing, and then you have to start, and then it's just this cycle of frustration. So what you're going to do, everybody, as you're listening to this, go ahead and put your feet flat on the floor. You're going to keep your heels down, and you're just going to raise your toes up and down, up and down, up and down. I call these shin taps. And within, 10 seconds or so, this will feel like you're not doing anything. But within about 30 seconds, you'll start to feel the front of your shins warming up. Yep, Lisa's feeling it.
It's awesome. How was it to do a TEDx talk?
Oh, TEDx was so fun. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I highly recommend it for anybody. Such a cool experience. Sharing the stage with incredible speakers. I loved everything about it. It was phenomenal.
So how did your life lead you from fitness instructor to TEDx speaker, habits and humor podcast host, and speaking publicly about health, fitness, and our habits?
You got it. Yeah. So I have owned a personal training business since 2012. And one of the very most successful programs I ever ran was actually brought to me by a client. And she said, "Hey, I did this at a previous gym. It's this 8-week challenge where you do these 10 healthy habits." And I was like, okay, let's try it. Let's see. And it was super successful, but it was also super overwhelming. And so over the years, I sort of modified the program and had people shift it to more personalized. Instead of Here's the 10 I've chosen for you. It's now you pick a few and we get really consistent with those. And that really, really was very successful. We used to do it every holiday season, every November, December, January. We would do this. It was super powerful, life-changing for these women and men as well. And then I've been running this program for several years. And then I had my fourth baby. And after that baby was born, everything was different. Like it just, I didn't feel like me anymore. It was the strangest experience. I didn't have any symptoms of postpartum depression. I didn't have any, there was no telltale signs of anything. And so for about a year and a half, I just plugged away and tried to keep going. And life was just hard. I was not happy. The things that used to make me happy just didn't anymore. It was this crazy, frustrating experience. So I started, you know, researching and talking to people, and someone suggested to me, they're like, this was my cousin. We were on vacation together. And she's like, you have postpartum depression. And I'm like, no, I don't. I don't have any of those things. And she's like, yes, you do. Go see somebody. So I finally got some professional help, and they said, you need to make your mental health your number one priority. I was like, I have no idea how to do that. I've done physical health my whole life. I can do that.
Yes.
Mental health, where do we start? So she said, I need you to go home and just build mental health into your life. And as I'm driving home, my mind totally blank on how to do this, I was inspired by what I consider to be divine intervention, that I should try my own programming, that habits program I had been running with my physical health clients, with mental health habits. So I chose a couple of mental health habits and I stuck with them, and I did them every single day for 2 months. Two of those habits I already mentioned. Yeah. Cleaning or making my bed. Thank you. Making my bed and listening to music while doing chores. Those were two of those habits that I built during that mental health journey.
Okay.
So 5 years later, I'm still doing those things, and I absolutely love them. And I learned the power of simplicity and the power of consistency. And so as a type A personality, I was like, how and why did this happen? And how do I replicate these results? So I dove into research, and I researched the heck out of this for a couple of years. And I started telling people about my experience because it totally changed my life. I ran my own program in my own life in six different aspects of my life over the course of a year. So I did habits in physical health, in mental health, in finances, faith, family relationships, all different things. And it totally turned my life upside down, and I'll never go back. I'll never be the same. So people were wondering about this transformation experience, and I started telling people about it, and I just couldn't ever quite put it in the right words.
Yeah.
So I decided to write my book. And then from the book, I, you know, still had people asking about it, and I loved talking about the little nuances and things like that. And so I started the podcast, and then that led to an online program, and that's where we are now. And we do, I now have a Healthy Habits Facebook group where we do a free Healthy Habit Challenge every month. So if you're looking into, you know, some of these challenges, or I mean, some of these habits sound good for you, but you're like, I don't know where to start.
Yeah.
Fabulous place to start. It's 5-day challenge once a month. It's totally free. One habit at a time. So those of us that are super busy and don't have time for all the crazy, we eliminate the crazy.
Where can we find that? Is it at Suzy B Habits?
Yeah. You go to group. Uh-huh. You can go to group.suzybhabits.com, and that will take you right to the group. Or if you go to challenge.suzybhabits.com, that will take you to the group and send you email reminders of when the challenges are coming up.
I think that's so clever and creative. And I feel like you went through that postpartum experience to be able to evolve into who you are today and what you're doing.
Absolutely. I say every day that I'm grateful for my postpartum depression because it led me in the right direction. Like I don't know if I never, but I certainly wasn't headed to where I am now. And there's just so much more to health than fitness. And I needed that piece. I needed the mental health piece in my own personal experience before I could understand that transformation process. And now I know the process up and down. And there's so many different pieces of the habit formation process that nobody's talking about, particularly the second phase. Most people, you know, you hear about 21-day fixes or things like that. That's the conscious part of changing, of making a new aspect of your life, changing something of your life. But it's not going to be able to remain a habit until you get to days 40, 50, and 60.
Yes.
But then you fill that gap in there. You just heard, okay, 21 days, but then 40 days. And the gap between day 21 and 40 is where most of us quit. About 90% of people will give up on whatever the change is between day 21 and day 40. And honestly, it's not your fault. It's because you don't understand what's happening in your brain. And I don't know if this is just new science or if it's just science nobody's talking about or what, but I just want to shout this from the rooftops,
which is why
I'm speaking on stages and doing podcasts and the whole thing. Because if you just understand that your conscious mind is trying to give the reins to your subconscious, but in order for your subconscious to take those reins and make it become an automated habit, it has to recognize a pattern. So you've got to stay super consistent during that 2 to 3 week period. And if you can be consistent, maybe you hire a coach during that time. Maybe you have an accountability buddy or your best friend or your spouse or your kids, somebody to keep you consistent through that piece. Then you get to the magic of subconscious succession and long-term change.
That's so awesome and powerful because I feel like somebody needs to hear that because we only hear it takes 30 days to create a new habit. And when I heard you talk last night about 60 days, that really piqued my curiosity because that's when I think it really becomes ingrained and natural because the subconscious mind is tapped into the new behavior, not just your conscious mind telling you to do something different. It becomes habitual.
Exactly. Yeah. So that, you know, decision fatigue starts to set in after about 30 days of, okay, I've done this thing. I'm not seeing the results. I'm not feeling any different. And so we quit. And that's such a tragedy because you're so close
to
that long-term shift.
Yeah. Susie, I want to share Magic Mind with our audience. And then when we come back, I'd love for you to talk about your life conscious blueprint.
You got it.
Okay. Y'all, you know that I am powered by Magic Mind. I am drinking it right now. It is a green herbaceous 2-ounce shot filled with nootropics and adaptogens. What does that mean? It simply means that there are really good ingredients in Magic Mind that help with your focus, concentration, with muscle soreness, with quicker recovery, helps your brain. And this is because Magic Mind has things in it like lion's mane mushrooms, cordyceps mushrooms, turmeric. We hear a lot about those three, as well as ashwagandha, vitamin C. And as a listener of All Things Therapy, I would love for you to try them out. You can do a monthly subscription and take 56% off as my listener, or you can do a one-time order with 20% off. Go to magicmind.co/Lisa and use code Lisa to try out Magic Mind. I have more sustained, focused energy when I drink my Magic Mind in the morning and I pour the 2-ounce shot into some water and sip on it because it has such a yummy, lemony, herbaceous green juice flavor. It's paleo, gluten-free, I think only 15 calories, and go check them out. magicmind.co/Lisa. Let's bring Susie back in. Hey, Susie.
Hey.
Are you into any supplements like that or things?
Sure am. That sounds awesome. Yeah.
It's really good.
I got to know more about that.
I can have them send you some if you'd like.
I would love that. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I think you would love it because it's all the good things to help with recovery, with focus and concentration. And I feel relaxed. I feel anxiety melting away even as I drink it.
Beautiful. Yeah. I'd love to give it a try. Well, where is it now? I guess it's in my kids' room now, but I have this magnesium supplement that I use every night. I usually keep it on my nightstand and
awesome.
I use it for my kids as well. If they ever have nightmares or if they've had a stressful day or whatever, we use that every night. It's a spray that we spray on their feet and it just really absorbs in. And just like you talked about with the recovery, the peace, the anxiety relief, that's exactly what it does. So we do that at night, but I would love a day version as well. So this
I'll have Magic Mind send you a sample. And Susie, that reminds me, on your website, with y'all, I want you to know it's Susie, S-U-Z-I-B, the letter B, habits.com. You have a great section where you recommend things. I loved it that you use, like kitchen tools that you use, supplements, workout accessories. I found that to be so helpful that you share with people things that you use along with a discount to try them out.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Oh, go to susiebhabits.com and then you can click on faves or you can go susiebhabits.com/faves, F-A-V-E-S. And You'll see all my favorite stuff there. Yeah. So I just drop in anything that I use, every single one of those. None of them are sponsored products. They're just things that I use that I love that I recommend. So those are great places to go.
That's really cool. So in concluding our time, I want you to share what you have in your book, what you call a life conscious blueprint.
You bet. So this is sort of my piece de resistance, where I talked earlier about the results can seem far away, so we need to focus on the actions today. That can feel tedious unless you build in a reward system. So in the back of the book, I have a blueprint in there, which is simply a habit tracker. So instead of, you know, looking at, okay, I'm going to do this habit, and in 60 days from now, I'll look back and see if I've accomplished anything. That's a lot of room for error you're giving yourself, versus if you tell yourself, okay, I'm going to start with 3 things that I'm going to do every day for 60 days. And then you track those 3 things every single day can be a win 3 times over. So every single day can be a win. And then, you know, at the end of every week, you kind of reflect and look back on that week and you try, okay, how did I do in this habit this week? How did I do overall this week? And like I said, you're building in a possibility of 21 wins for yourself every single week, so that it now feels encouraging and motivating yourself from within instead of like drudgery. I feel like there's so many health programs out there that are, all right, if you can just push through this terrible time for 9 days, then you'll be fine. Like, that sounds miserable.
No fun.
Do that. So this is going to be, all right, these are 3 actions I can take that move me in the right direction, and I can celebrate myself and my consistency every single day. That's what the blueprint is. It's for you to build the confidence as you go, motivate yourself from within, and focus on today, which will lead you to your joyful, successful, healthy, wealthy future.
I'm a big believer in that, Susie. And another note I jotted down from your work is being present, living in the moment. And I just told a client yesterday who was really concerned about his future 10, 15 years from now. And I said, you know what? If you zoom in your focus to today and live a really good day, do the things that you want to do and the things you need to do with some joy and presence, a well-lived day evolves into a well-lived life. How do you help stay in the present moment and teach that to others?
Beautiful. Just exactly that, right? What can I do today that will move me in the right direction? And then celebrate that. I'm a huge believer that you need to celebrate the actions you're taking. Every small step in the right direction is worth celebrating. So make sure that you're doing something so that you can see the progress that you're making for yourself. The subtitle of my book is Enjoy the life you have while you build the life you want. Mm-hmm. So if you can be present here and you can feel the progress you're making every single day, you will end up with the results you want. If you can focus on the actions, the results always follow.
Susie, thank you for taking your time with us today.
This was so fun. Thanks for having me. I appreciate the work you do, and grateful that you were a guest on my podcast and your awesome book. I've been reading it to lots of different people, and hey, this is your Chiron. This is your sign.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much.
You bet.
And I look forward to being in touch in the future.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks, Lisa. Thanks, everybody.
Bye. That concludes today's show with Susie B. Remember to check out the things she spoke about. Find her podcast, Habits and Humor Podcast, everywhere podcasts are found. And go to SusieBHabits.com. It will be in the show notes. All my love.